And joining me now for our town is Bettina Hannigan, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director for the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
I'm great.
We're 2 weeks away from Roadie Rendezvous. We're all going to meet up on Bay Street and have some fun.
We are.
So tell me a little bit. I mean, obviously, this is the 118th?
111th.
Okay, so I was 7 years ahead there. I've been away for a while. So 111 years of a wonderful festival. We're bringing to town a bunch of folks. A lot of people come for this.
They do. They come in. It's a tradition. They come, and that's why I think Roadie Rendezvous is such a great name, because it really is a rendezvous.
Right.
You know, people come back and get together with family and friends. They're camping on the dunes. They're camping. They're visiting family. The hotels are full. The place is jammed.
People we may only see once a year come this time of year.
They do. And, you know, then we have the Grand Floral Parade.
How many entries do you have currently?
I don't know,
but it's filling up.
It is. Last year, I think we had around 100.
Wow.
And so hoping to do that again this year.
Yeah, that'd be good. It was a great parade last year. It was my first one to do the announcing from our little overlook there. So it was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good. And I got to be in it for a while until our car overheated because such a warm day last year.
It was. Well, hopefully we'll have another
one. Those vintage cars just didn't hold up to the heat.
Yeah. You know?
But hopefully this year will be perfect weather, you know, Chamber of Commerce weather.
And, of course, the carnival comes to town.
Comes to town on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So the carnival is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we need banner carriers because we've got more distinguished sponsors than we've ever had. And we need 60 kids.
Ooh, and, of course, what does that get the kids if they decide to be a banner carrier?
That gets them a free carnival pass.
There you go. That's
pretty
cool.
So Sunday after they walk in the parade, they'll have all day to party down at the carnival for free.
So when you say kids, what's the cutoff age?
7 to 17.
7 to 17. So I couldn't carry a banner anyway.
You're busy working.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It is going to be a good time. It's, you know, the carnival's fun for the kids. I swear they've got the best corn dogs I've ever eaten. Mm-hmm. And normally I'm a 2-corn dog person because 1 corn dog makes one another corn dog.
Right.
Their corn dogs are so big, 1 corn dog.
Well, but you can have one a day
over the
5-day period.
I certainly could because they're really good.
So consider that. Start getting yourself ready for that today.
Yeah, Geraldine usually gives me a corn dog. So I'm loving that. Yeah.
Cool.
Now, the carnival that comes here, this is their 50—they've been coming here for over 60 years.
Wow.
And the owner of the carnival, his birthday is during Roadie weekend. And so he's been here every year for his birthday life.
That's pretty cool. And of course, you know, when all these people come in, this means a big boom for the Chamber of Commerce businesses and other businesses too, of course.
You know, that it does. And, you know, the trickle-down effect or trickle-around effect, you know, the people come in, they spend their money, and then we spend it on each other. You know, the tourists give it to us, and then we give it to each other. So it's important. It's part of that $127 million that tourism generates for our community.
Right. It's helping to pay for Revision Florence.
It is.
Some of the tax room tax money is something to go pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it paid for the event center.
Wow. Yes, it did. That's right.
So it's a very important part of our community. And sometimes people forget, you know, we wouldn't have the beautiful restaurants that we have. We wouldn't have Fred Meyer. We wouldn't have we might have Bi-Mart, but, you know, we wouldn't have these big stores. Because 9,000 people can't support that.
Right.
This is all we have. All of these things because of our tourism, and Roadie Rendezvous weekend is going to be the kickoff for that. You know, for our tourist season.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, of course, you know, we've been talking in the news the last couple of weeks about how the increased traffic means increased awareness too for everybody too. So I'm sure, you know, being the Chamber of Commerce director, you want to see everybody safe and happy coming weekend.
That is very much a big part of it. You know, right where my office is, I'm right on the highway, and I was in my office. Well, I'm in my office all the time, but a couple days ago, and whenever I hear those sirens go by, you know, that breaks my heart because I know something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the truck comes with all the ATVs to go rescue, my heart just gets so sad to think that somebody's hurt out there in those dunes. You know, because people go out there, they don't realize how dangerous they are, and they get into trouble, and it's very, very scary.
So while we can't really... At this point, we can't talk to the tourists coming into town. We talk to our own residents and say, hey, you know, for Roadie weekend, make sure you be safe. And even people driving on the streets, watch out for it's bicycle weather, motorcycle weather, pedestrian weather.
So, you know, the bicycle tourism is becoming huge, and we're just going to see more and more bicycles in our community, especially during the tourist season. So we definitely need to have more of an awareness of that. Motorcycles, too, but mostly bicycles.
And motorcycles, especially Roadie Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Well, you know, there's a saying in the Harley world, loud pipes save lives.
That's what they do.
And it's true. Yeah. You know, loud pipes do save lives. So don't be annoyed. Just be glad you heard them before you ran into them.
I love the sound. I love the sound. I mean, I guess I wouldn't like it if it were 2 a.m. I was trying to sleep, but when I hear those things rumbling through, it just gets a good feeling.
Yeah, when we had our we used to do a lot of Harley riding, and you know, there's nothing like the sound of thunder in the morning. Wake up and know you're in for a beautiful day of riding and out in the sunshine, wind in your hair, and looking at one of the things that I think that the motorcyclists love about coming here is it's such a visual pleasure. You know, wherever they're coming from, whether they're coming from the north, the south, or the east, how you get here is beautiful. Yeah. And when you're on a bike, there's nothing between you and what you're seeing.
Exactly. It's totally different than when you're in a car.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you see it all.
You smell it, you hear it, you see it. And so I'm excited to have them back. You know, they're rubs. There's rich urban bikers. They come with their pockets loaded. And we're happy to help them spend that money all over town.
We certainly like that aspect of it, too.
We do. You know, they're nice people. Don't let their leather scare you.
No. Roadie Rendezvous coming up the 18th, 19th, and I guess we can consider the 20th, too.
The 20th is
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the carnival starting on Wednesday. Yeah. Tickets are on sale for the carnival for $20 at the Chamber or on the Florence Chamber website right now. And then if they buy them at the gate, they're $26 or $27, depending on which day.
So now, does that give you a pass to ride the whole time?
One day.
Okay, cool.
And one day. But we'll give you a ticket, and then you take it to the carnival. They turn it into a bracelet for you. And
awesome.
Then you get to ride unlimited rides all day.
Well, Bettina, thank you so much for all you do at the Chamber.
Okay.
And this is going to be a huge event again. 111 years. Wow. All right, Roadie Rendezvous coming up, so everybody be ready.
Be ready.
Coming up next on the May edition of Our Town, right after the news, we're going to be speaking with Nora Kent, who is Jay Bozovich's challenger in the West Lane County Commission run.